ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Ghost guns, untraceable firearms delivered in parts and assembled within minutes could be slipping through Australia's tough gun regulations faster than ever before. But in the United States, a coming Supreme Court decision might make it harder to buy one. So could that make it more difficult for criminals here as well? Luke Sydenham-Dunnan has looked into it. And Luke, how would you get one of these guns?
It's a good question. I'm sure there are some nefarious characters asking the same thing. Now, you may have seen stories around 3D printed guns, for clarity. We're not talking about that today. What we're talking about are hard plastic guns. They're sold by companies online. They're delivered in parts, often through the post, and then assembled on the other end. In Australia, manufacturing or building a firearm is considered an offence. It carries up to 20 years in prison. But that requires people to get caught. Mark Murray is the Daily Telegraph's crime editor and has spoken to a number of underworld figures about the spread of ghost guns in Sydney. He says hundreds are coming into the country and it could be incredibly easy to get your hands on one.
There'll be WhatsApp groups that these criminals use. They do a lot of stuff on dark web. If you advertise for a gun on a WhatsApp group, you'll be able to get one. Guns, depending on how old they are, how good they are, you can pay $40,000 for a Glock. For some of the ghost guns, you're still paying $20,000.
Now, Mark Murray says it's not just guns that authorities are worried about.
The other even more worrying thing is a switch, which is a little mechanism that can convert these guns into fully automatic, and they're like machine gun pistols. It's quite frightening. I spent about an hour and a half with one of Sydney's former biggest gun dealers, and he actually showed me one of these switches, and his was a very, very good one. That's $20,000. But he said you can get some from China for $2,000 to $4,000 that can convert your normal gun into a fully automatic, which is every law enforcement's fear for mass shootings.
Now, Mark Murray says the guns are delivered in the mail, sometimes to the user, other times to criminal groups who then build them and can sell them. And a lot of the time, they're coming from the United States.
Especially with the ghost guns that we talk about, which are the Polymer 80, which these weapons over there that are like 80% plastic, makes them very easy to get the mainframe in, which obviously doesn't turn up on x-rays. Then they actually use some of the metal parts as firing pins and all sorts of things like that. They cover them in lead and send them in as like paperweights and everything, and then they melt them down and then get those parts that they need that are actually metal. They've got so many ingenious ways to bring them in. So a lot are coming in from the United States.
Given America's lax gun laws, these firearms must be a lot easier to get your hands on.
So there's no data that shows exactly how many more ghost guns there are in the US. But between 2017 and 2021, American police got their hands on nearly 2 million untraced guns that were associated with crime. And while they cost tens of thousands of dollars in Australia, they can cost as little as a grand in the United States. Now, a ghost gun in the US means that it does not have a serial number that's registered by the manufacturer with federal authorities. One of the reasons they've been legal for so long was because of how they're classified in the US. One of the people fighting that system is David Pacino, a leading legal advocate to stop the spread of ghost guns.
These companies will sell all of the parts that you need to make a gun. And in particular, they'll sell the one part of a gun, the key part of a gun. It's called the frame or the receiver. You can think of the chassis with respect to an automobile. They sell that in partially unfinished form. Now, that chassis part, the frame or receiver, that's going to count as a firearm under federal law if it's sold alone. That one part is the only part of the gun that's regulated at all, but it's treated like a gun under federal law. But these companies were selling that part partially unfinished. Now, was it difficult to finish? No. In fact, they made it as easy as possible to finish. Household tools can be done very quickly, especially if you have experience doing it. Gun traffickers, they can do it in 15 minutes. And so what you have is companies that are selling products that are turned into working firearms within as little as 15 minutes.
Giffords Law Centre, where David Pacino is the Deputy Chief Counsel, has been pushing states to pass local laws to regulate the products, bringing lawsuits against companies that are selling them illegally. He says those efforts have inspired federal action. This week, the US Supreme Court said it would consider whether ghost guns can be lawfully regulated, setting up a fight between manufacturers and the White House in coming months. If the Biden administration wins, manufacturers would be forced to add serial numbers to incomplete frames and conduct background checks on prospective buyers. David Pacino says its rulings could have ramifications beyond America's borders.
enormous numbers of firearms that are recovered in Mexico, that are recovered in Central America, that are recovered in South America, that are recovered in the Caribbean. Huge numbers of these are coming from the United States. We also see patterns where firearms are trafficked out of the United States and drugs are trafficked back in, creating these vicious circles. And so they are acquired and obtained and trafficked with startling frequency across the globe.
So could the American Supreme Court case influence how many ghost guns come into Australia, Luke?
It's unclear, PK. We don't actually know how many are coming into the country. So around Australia, there's been a steady tightening of laws around guns that you can assemble yourself. That's including 3D printed guns that I mentioned earlier. That method produces less reliable and long-lasting guns, but it's still a problem for authorities. So relatively new legislation made it illegal to print 3D guns in a number of states, and it's illegal to possess the blueprints in New South Wales. I asked Mark Murray if the US Supreme Court case would make it harder for Australian criminals to source self-assembled firearms, and he told me no. He told me they're ingenious. They're always finding different ways they keep things like the switch, which we mentioned earlier, separate from the gun, keeping it as a legal object, and they have been able to thwart the law so far. There's more reporting you can find from him on the Daily Telegraph.
Thank you very much, Luke. Daily Telegraph's Mark Murray, part of that story, of course, and Luke Sidham-Dundon giving us the explanation on that pretty complex story.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.